Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view are getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, the vegan diet, and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions of the East and the West. My focus is spirituality and education for a more peaceful planet, using the radio airwaves, the spoken word, book reviews, online social networking, and blogging to promote spirituality, meditation, comparative religion, religious literacy, interfaith studies and dialogue, peace between nations and religions. This includes raising consciousness about ahimsa principles of nonviolence in thought, word, and deed, and focusing attention on civilization busting issues like climate change and promoting the vegetarian diet. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening Radio. Different spiritual passages today, based on my article, Close Your Eyes and See. Love is too big for just one nation, and God is too big for just one religion. I love that quote. That's from Michael Frante, the musician. He does some great tunes. You can find those at YouTube. This is one of my favorite passages. It's from the book Love's Last Madness, featuring a more recent translation of the poetry of Darshan Singh. This is actually a footnote in that book, not one of the verses of Darshan Singh, but an interesting footnote that caught my eye, which says, "Neither inherited beliefs nor those taken on hearsay can advance a seeker on the path of divine revelation. Hearsay alone, or beliefs alone, are not satisfactory for the mystic souls. Mystics seek personal direct experience. It's not enough to know that someone else experienced something. It's not satisfying. If someone in the 17th century had a great meal, that does not satisfy our own hunger. We too also need nutrition and sustenance." This passage reveals where religion and mysticism part company. It's from the Gospel of Thomas, saying 3. "If your spiritual guides say to you, 'Look, the divine realm is in the sky,' well then, the birds will get there ahead of you. If they say, 'It is under the sea,' then the fish will precede you. No, divine reality exists inside and all around you. Only when you have come to know your true self will you be fully known, realizing at last that you are a child of the Living One. If, however, you never come to know who you truly are, You are a poverty-stricken being, and it is yourself which lies impoverished. Saying 3, attributed to Christ or Yeshua, from the Gospel of Thomas, Wisdom of the Twin, a translation by Lynn Bauman, published by White Cloud Press. The focus here is the individual. How many times here do we find the word you mentioned? You. Not Mayan calendars, not stuff happening in the sky, not second comings in the future, not other people deciding for you what's real and what's not real, not other people someplace else, not people who lived 2,000 years ago or in some future age. It's you. It's a personal present tense focus. The divine reality exists inside and all around you, not a calendar invented by someone else in ancient times or based on what someone else decides in the future, not the Middle East, not something outside yourself. You. The divine reality exists inside and all around you. Only when you have come to know your true self will you be fully known, realizing at last that you are a child of the Living One. If, however, you never come to know who you truly are, you are a poverty-stricken being, and it is yourself which lies impoverished. Saying 3, Yeshua, Gospel of Thomas, Wisdom of the Twin. This next passage from Guru Kabir, a medieval mystic, the Rumi of India, if you will, says something very similar, contains a very similar belief system. Kabir says, "Search nearby, why go so far? Your soul wearied in the long search. You even climbed Mount Sumeru. When you returned, you found God in your own house. In your own body." That's from the book Songs of Kabir in the Adi Granth, the Sikh scriptures, translated into English by Nirmal Das, published by State University of New York Press at Albany. Again, the focus is the individual who goes on this spiritual search, climbs the Himalayas or the very tall mountains, in this case a mythic spiritual mountain that sticks up into the heavens. And yet, success is met when the individual realizes that God is within the temple of the human body, which we all carry around with us. God is an inner reality. Sometimes we go on a search, looking in all the wrong places, in temples, in mountains, in other sacred spaces. But God is within each individual human being. This is a passage from a younger teacher from India by the name of Swami Ashutosh Baba. "There are many people who want something from God, but those people are rare who want God. This is also from Guru Kabir. "Meditation will remove all your burdens. Meditation upon God's name will become your support." There's much in this verse, packed in this verse by Guru Kabir. Meditation will remove all your burdens. Many believe that meditation practice actually reduces karma, burns off karma, or will at least lighten the load, the severity of that karma. Kabir says, meditation upon Ram's name, meditation upon God's name will become your support. This alludes to a practice of the repetition of a sacred name, which is very central. Of course, one may use a mantra during meditation, a sacred name like Ram or some other name of God in Kabir's tradition. A prayer of a single word, the prayer of God's name to invoke the positive power, is the approach. This name can be sung or chanted verbally or silently within the tongue of one's own thoughts, a mental chant. It can be used to focus during meditation. And this practice can be done any time of the day or night. One can, during a free moment during the day, just kind of stop and mentally chant your sacred word, your mantra. It's called Simran, the repetition of a sacred name of God, remembering God by repeating God's name. It's a form of remembrance. In fact, the word Simran means remembrance, and its Sufi equivalent term, zikr, means the exact same thing. Zikr is another name for Simran. Remembering God by repeating his name. It is a sacred word that one can go to recenter, to refocus any time of the day or night, to change your state. It can be used to recharge, reset, reboot, alter your energy in your space. It can be reinvigorated by the repetition of a sacred name. Meditation will remove all your burdens. Meditation upon God's name will become your support. This refers to meditation practice itself, but also alludes to the practice of Simran, which is done not only during meditation, but any time. You can stop and repeat your sacred name, your mantra, a divine name, name of God. There is a higher name which cannot be written down, a name which cannot be contained by any one earthly language. No scroll can contain it, no parchment, no piece of paper. It cannot be written down. Guru Nanak says, close all three, your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. Then listen to the limitless music. Nanak says, in meditation, there is no evening or dawn. In the mystical traditions of Kabbalah, Gnosticism, Santmat, Sufism, and other forms of yoga practice to the East in Hinduism, Jainism, and Buddhism, and the Sikh tradition, there is the technique of sensory deprivation, of closing your eyes when you meditate, paying attention within. The attention goes from the outside world of the five senses to the world of inner space. One might get up early in the morning when it's very dark and quiet. No light and no sound from the outside world. Like a sensory deprivation tank, only you don't need to spend money on the tank. You just need to meditate in a quiet, dark place. Early in the morning, or if you have your own cave or a room with great shades so you can pull the shades down, whatever technique you use, whatever your style might be. Deprivation of the senses, the outside world, is one of the first steps. You close your eyes and your ears to the outside world. Sometimes people wear earplugs. That's another way of tuning out external sound during meditation practice. Close close all three, eyes, ears, and mouth, and listen to the limitless music. Nanak says in meditation, there is no evening or dawn, alluding to the altered state one might experience or encounter in meditation. The limitless music, that's been described with many terms in Eastern mysticism. Anhad Shabd, the unstruck melody. Like striking a bell, only the hand does not need to hit the bell. The bell just is in a constant state of reverberation. The bell that is reverberating and never ceases. A limitless music, an unstruck melody. An instrument that doesn't need to be plucked. It just continues to play all by itself. A mystical music that is playing in the ethers, an etheric music, a music of the spheres, a harmony of all harmonies, a logos, a word, or sound current, an audible life stream, a holy stream of sound, a sound of the silence, a voice of the silence that's constantly echoing, an om or Tao, the nameless name, reverberating in the cosmos, perhaps even a super string of sound, as in string theory, a music that creates universes and continues to reverberate and keep them going, all heard in the silence of meditation. Vedic Dharma has its temples, Christianity its churches, and Islam its mosques. But the real temple is the heart. God is attained within. The path to God lies within one's own self. As all the saints and mystics have taught with complete universality, the inner path begins inside, between and behind the two eyebrows at the third eye center. The Tishratil, the single eye, that's the gateway to the beyond. That's the window to the divine in the mystic tradition I just shared. And somewhat paraphrased or added to a passage from the book Harmony of All Religions by Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj. This is one of my favorite passages from the Buddhist tradition on this very same subject of receptivity in the silence, gazing in the darkness, making the human body into a kind of radio receiver or television receiver, tuned to an in-between frequency or channel, trying to hear the sounds of the cosmos, to catch a glimpse of the light of eternity. One can see that the body is more like a radio, more like a conscious entity in the universe that picks up things. Being born as a separate entity in the universe, we are a point of light, a conscious being in a separate form. We tend to assume we are a fixed, solid, physical person. But we are something greater than that, not so limited, not so heavy and fixed as our cultural conditioning makes it sound, or as we tend to perceive. That's a passage from Ajahn Sumedho, from his amazing book from the Buddhist tradition called The Sound of Silence. This is on spiritual consciousness and the Supreme Spirit. Science and humanity seek to achieve ultimate truth with their limited knowledge of mind and matter, i.e., the ordinary consciousness, states of waking and sleep. Ultimate truth is not matter, nor is it material. It is spirit, pure spirit, and nothing but spirit. It can only be realized by entering into higher states of consciousness. Transformation to higher states of consciousness is the path traversed towards ultimate truth, or God realization. The religion of the mystics and saints describes such a path leading to the portal of spiritual consciousness and the mansion of the Supreme Spirit. That's actually a quote from a scholar by the name of Gurdeep Singh, who is at the Guru Nanak Dev Engineering College, and that is in the Punjab province of India, a city located in the Punjab. From an article he wrote based on his own spiritual practice, an article titled Abstract of Presentation Papers in Spiritual Consciousness Studies. He wrote a paper, and that paper was shared at this mystical conference in Agra, India, back in 2010. My name is James Bean. You're hearing my program today, Close Your Eyes and See, the name of this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned for more after these messages. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean, with you every week at this time on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. My email address, if you have any questions, comments, recommendations, any guests you think I should have on the program to be interviewed, any books you think I should know about, any questions you may have, email me at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you'll find links to various podcasts on demand, blogs, daily spiritual quotes at social networking sites, and lots more. at spiritualawakeningradio.com. The title of this week's program is Close Your Eyes and See. For me, that is based on the title of an album. That's where I got that particular phrase from, Close Your Eyes and See. An album by Øystein Savag from Scandinavia, a beautiful jazz album titled Close Your Eyes and See. And I think that's probably based on some quote from somewhere. There's an unknown author who once said, close your eyes and see the beauty. Perhaps that's where Øystein Savag got that from, got the inspiration from to title his album, Close Your Eyes and See. But there are many quotes that are similar to that, that say something similar to that. Close your eyes and see. Close your eyes and focus within. There's a hidden treasure buried inside. There's a hidden treasure within that we carry around with us. Beauty is not in the face. Beauty is a light in the heart, said Khalil Gibran. And has been said by many, the kingdom of God is within you. Another way of translating that would be, the kingdom of the heavens is within you. Guru Nanak said, close all three, eyes, ears, and mouth. Then listen to the limitless music. Nanak says, in meditation, there is no evening or dawn. Earlier, I started to mention that there is a higher name, a higher mantra, which can't be written down. That's referring to the celestial music. This music is sometimes also referred to as a name of God, or higher form of name, a higher form of mantra. Typically, in mystical traditions like Shabd Yoga or Nada Yoga, when one starts to hear the internal music, you leave off your mantra at that point. The music becomes your mantra in meditation. And I also wanted to return to this passage from Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj from his amazing book called Harmony of All Religions. Vedic Dharma has its temples, Christianity its churches, and Islam its mosques. But the real temple is the heart. God is attained within. The path of God lies within one's own self, as all the saints have taught universally. The inner path begins in Sushumna, Ajna Chakra, the tenth gate between the two eyebrows, known as the third eye center, or Tishra Til. This is the place in the human body. When your eyes are closed, you're gazing into the darkness that lies ahead. And in that darkness, there is light. Whether you see darkness when your eyes are closed in meditation, or whether you see light or colors, who is the one who is beholding the light? Who is it that is observing the darkness? That is your true identity as soul, the observer, the one who is seeing the darkness, the one who is seeing the light, the one who is hearing the sound, or the one who is hearing the silence, or dwelling in the silence. The one who hears, the hearer, the one who sees, the observer. That's the real you. I should read more material from Baba Kehar Singh, a living teacher from India, from the Radhaswami Satsang Tarntaran. He has many books out in English. I don't know why he doesn't have too many followers in North America, but he has several fascinating books out. He says, when we receive initiation from a saint, practice Nam Simran to retrace our consciousness from toes to a spot behind the eyes, the third eye center. Only then something is accomplished. That's a fascinating sentence which sums up the beginning of the spiritual journey, the beginning stage of the spiritual journey. When we receive initiation from a saint, a living teacher imparts meditation instructions. This is something that you won't find in a book. You won't find online. The mystical practices, whether it's in Gnosticism, Kabbalah, Sufism, the Sant tradition, or other Hindu or Buddhist-based traditions, whatever it is, you will not find the actual secrets of meditation published online or in a book or scripture. It's usually between master and disciple on a need-to-know basis. When the time is right, when the student is ready, then the teacher will appear and provide instruction on meditation. The retracing of our consciousness, the withdrawal from the body, and focusing all of our attention on the third eye center and gazing within, closing our eyes and seeing. This is the beginning of the journey, this focusing. Then our journey begins. Only then is something accomplished. The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening. Stay tuned for lots more after these very important messages. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. Join me at Twitter. At Twitter, the address is Wisdom Radio. I also have a Twitter account called Archived Shows, which tends to have less spiritual quotes and more links to various podcasts. So twitter.com/archived shows, as well as another Twitter account, twitter.com/wisdom radio. I have several others, but I'll just leave you with those two Twitters for now. This week on Spiritual Awakening Radio, close your eyes and see is the focus, quite literally. Meditation is the focus, and one indeed does have to focus during meditation. God is just behind our eyes at the third eye center. A more elaborate definition of the kingdom of God is within you, or go within, can be found in the teachings of Baba Kehar Singh, his commentary on a book from India, a holy book known as The Ocean of Love, or Anurag Sagar. God is just behind our eyes. How may we contact him? Emerging from the true, eternal, timeless spiritual realm, the positive power, the power of the Supreme Being, is flowing down and is behind our eyes. How may we contact it? On the outside, we meet the teacher. We receive from him instruction about how to withdraw our consciousness from the toes to the eye level and merge our consciousness into the word or sound current which is resounding there behind the eyes at the third eye center. A quote from Baba Kehar Singh's commentary on an Indian scripture known as The Ocean of Love, or Anurag Sagar. Also from Baba Kehar Singh, from his book, Guru Dispeller of Darkness, also in English. I actually have it linked at the library page of spiritualawakeningradio.com. We have to withdraw our attention inward with the help of the repetition of sacred names or Simran. Then we can hear the unstruck music within. Guru Kabir once said, "Recognize me and manifest the Guru in the form of the sound current behind the eyes at the third eye center. Then you will have no doubts left. If you want to be free from anxiety, then catch the sound current. Whenever you are in trouble or off center, sit down for doing Simran. When you reach the state of concentration, then you are surrounded by a protective aura automatically." That's a quote from the Anurag Sagar, The Ocean of Love, which at this point in the text was quoting Guru Kabir. And I want to paraphrase this and kind of bring it into English. There's a lot of fantastic Indian scriptures that have been translated into English but retain many of their mystical terms from Hindi or Punjabi. And so unless you're familiar with that language, perhaps have a copy of a glossary sitting on your lap, it still sounds difficult to understand. Kabir said, "Recognize me and manifest the Guru in the form of the sound current behind the eyes at the third eye center. God is the Guru within. And the Supreme Being can be seen in the form of divine light and heard in the form of divine sound, and sometimes manifests or turns into the form of your teacher." And this, to some extent, reminds me of near-death experiences. Some people say they see Christ or some other figure, perhaps based on their cultural orientation. It's as if that divine light morphs into the image that you are comfortable with and can work with. It's all about communication and inner guidance, inner spiritual guidance. Kabir said, "Recognize me and manifest the guru in the form of the sound current behind the eyes at the third eye center." Really, the third eye is also the third ear. It's referred to as the Ajna Chakra, or third eye center, but it's not confined to visionary experience alone. It is also inclusive of auditory experience. So whenever you hear the term third eye, also with that, associate third ear, hearing as well as seeing at that level of consciousness that we think of as the third eye center. Kabir says, "Then you will have no doubts left. If you want to be free from anxiety, then catch the sound current." It is very true that when you hear the inner music, the inner sound, it's extremely relaxing, much more centering than a mantra word or a higher level of mantra that draws you further within and makes you more relaxed. That's really the secret of soul travel in the teachings of all of these great saints and mystics who describe inner regions traveling through various heavens. You don't do that if you're in an anxious state. You don't do that with a megadose of caffeine circulating through your system, being distracted, multitasking, and being preoccupied. It's very much about being extremely relaxed and focused within, and hearing the inner sound is one of the key methods used to achieve soul travel or an altered state, exploring inner space and higher regions. And then the text goes on to say, "Whenever you are in trouble, sit down for doing Simran. When you reach the state of concentration, then you are surrounded by a protective aura automatically." Anyone who has ever used a mantra to recenter, to refocus, when they feel kind of off-center and out of focus, will understand this passage because they've personally experienced it. Whenever you use your sacred word, you find yourself getting recentered and notice a distinct shift or change in the energy around you and within you, and feel that protective aura surrounding you. And that is a very important technique which anyone can use. The repetition of sacred names called Simran, and the Sufi mystical tradition calls it Zikr. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time on HealthyLife.net, the Positive Talk Radio Network. I'm James Bean with you every week at this time. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. The deeper one goes in meditation and the loftier the spiritual states one touches, the more motion and feeling of time will alter and take on an entirely different aspect. The greater the merger into one's higher state of consciousness, the slower and less perceptible will time become? Until, in the still more exalted mystical states, it will feel as if it stops altogether. That's a description of making progress in meditation practice by Edward Salim Michael in his book, The Law of Attraction, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance. I actually interviewed Edward Salim Michael's wife several months back on Spiritual Awakening Radio. After finding the law of attraction, Nada Yoga, and the way of inner vigilance to be a very impressive book. It's published by Inner Traditions of Vermont. And is a very impressive book. The deeper one goes in meditation and the loftier the spiritual states one touches, the more the motion and feeling of time will alter and take on an entirely different aspect. The greater the merger into one's higher state of consciousness, the slower and less perceptible will time become. Until, in the still more exalted mystical states, it will feel as if it stops altogether. Indeed, a successful meditation is very timeless. One is stepping out of time altogether. In fact, God is described as a timeless being living in a timeless realm. The soul is considered a drop or spark from that realm. So the more you get in touch with your true self and the spiritual realm that it is a citizen of, the more timeless meditation becomes in your experience, in your perception. So timelessness experienced in meditation is a good sign indeed. God is given names in some Eastern traditions like Akal, meaning timeless, A-K-A-L. Timeless, timelessness. Beyond time. What was before the Big Bang or before the multiverse of Big Bangs? The creation accounts, as described in the mystical tradition, describe eternity as giving birth to realms of creation, giving birth to matter. So timelessness gives birth to time in the accounts of how the universe runs. By various saints and mystics of the East. Timelessness gives birth to time. And so the journey back, by definition, the ascension of the soul back to its original abode, by definition, means entering into the timeless state. A belief system that says I have no time to meditate is diametrically opposed to the whole concept of enlightenment and spiritual experience, right? It's the exact opposite of timelessness. Mystics say get up early and meditate. Swamiji Maharaj, this is from his commentary on Guru Nanak's morning prayer. He says, perform Simran and Dhyan of that true name in the last quarter of the night. At that time, there is no noise and disturbance, and the mind can be concentrated and attention directed towards the Supreme Being. This will bring you as a reward the robe of honor. In other words, you will know the secrets of human existence and be on your way to Jiva Mukti, the liberation of the soul. You will realize that all that exists is God. He referred to Simran and Dhyan of the true name, or Nam. This is the repetition of names of God. And Dhyan is actually another term for meditation in the Sant tradition of India.
So one basically gets up in the last quarter of the night between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. or that period of time an hour before sunrise and makes that the primary time of day to meditate. It's dark. It's quiet. Not many ringing phones, not much going on for traffic, unless you live in New York City, of course. But otherwise, things are pretty quiet, pretty calm. That's the perfect environment for meditation practice. There is sound in the silence. There may be light for you in the darkness. The devotee in his spiritual journey upwards hears or encounters sweet melodies which attract him. The melodies of this heavenly music, these strains of the audible life stream, are a powerful magnetic force which will draw the attention of the soul inwards and make it fully attuned to ascend up and up. That's a paraphrase, actually, of a sentence by an Indian master by the name of Shivbrat Lal, who lived over a century ago in India and wrote many books, one of the great writers of the Radha Swami tradition of India. The devotee in his spiritual journey upwards hears sweet melodies which attract him. The melodies are a powerful magnetic force which draws the attention inwards and makes it fully attuned to proceed up and up. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/
Spiritual Awakening Radio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.